Kef yomi, asviye yubi, yare yubi, shuasiya yare yomi, asviye yubi, yare yubi, shuasiya yare yomi, asviye yubi, yare yubi, shuasiya
Israel. Solo.
Thinking to myself, honestly, I wasn't going to say anything, but I just wanted to pick up from where we left off.
Have you ever thought, what is it about Rosh Chodesh? What is it about Rosh Chodesh? Is there anything else? Do we have any other mitzvah like that? Where we celebrate a new month? What about every holiday? Almost every holiday we have, we're commemorating or celebrating an event of something that happened. What happened on Rosh Chodesh? What is it about Rosh Chodesh? And not only that, but Rosh Chodesh is the first mitzvah given to us. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Before the Ten Commandments, before everything given at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt like He needed to give us something at Rosh Chodesh. We're sitting here, Leil Rosh Chodesh, and possibly, it's hard to pick and choose, but one of the biggest Rosh Chodesh is definitely top 12 of the year. Everyone's counting how many months there are. The reason is that in 6 days we're going to receive the Torah. If you take a look at the Torah, nowhere, and it's the only holiday, it doesn't mention what day Shavuos is. It doesn't say that's Vav Sivan. And I saw today that Rav Nevensal writes that there were years where they would celebrate Shavuos on Hay Sivan, and there were years where they would celebrate Shavuos on Zayin Sivan, because it is not linked to Vav Sivan. Us today, where we have a set calendar, instead of people being Mekadesh the Re'iyah, instead of people coming through the moon, we only celebrate on Vav Sivan. But there used to be a time where they really celebrated on different days. What's Pshat? Why is it the only holiday where it's not written in the Torah? So the Sefer Akedas Yitzchak answers, very famously, he writes, is because we don't want you to make a mistake. When I think of Sukkot, what do I think of? Esro, Lulav, Sukkah. When I think of Chanukah, I think of a menorah. Rosh Hashanah is a shofar. When I think of Shavuos, Hashem didn't want us to think of the Torah that day and no other day. The Torah is something that we should have in our lives every day. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want us to make the mistake that Chas v'Chalila, what's the day of Torah? The day of Torah is Shavuos and no other day. So that's why it's not written anywhere. To show you that it's not linked specifically to this day. Today's the day we got the Torah on Shavuos, but that's not the day, it's not that day and no other day. And that's why Rav Hirsch says that we do nothing different on that day. Besides for an Isser Melacha, there's no special mitzvah, there's no special props, we don't bring anything else into our house, we just sit, we learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Okay, there's no Melacha, but there's nothing else on that day because Hashem didn't want you to complicate it at all. It's very simple, it's the day we receive the Torah, but it's in another way, it's no different than every day. Every day we sit down, we have an opportunity to receive the Torah again. We were just discussing, before we started this beautiful thing, we were just discussing that now is our time to take advantage of it. And because in the future we don't understand how every one of our actions really, really are affected by what we do right now. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a beautiful bracha every single month. He gave us a bracha of newness. A rebirth, a reshot, a new chance. 12 times a year. People have a mistake that it comes on Rosh Hashanah time, Yom Kippur time, we could do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates us new every single year. And that's why I think you can say He specifically gave us the mitzvah of Achodesh Hazeh Lachem before the rest of the Torah. To explain to you, this is what comes before the Torah. The Torah is vast, it's huge, it's overwhelming sometimes. But if you remember that each month, you're just like a moon. You wax and you wane. You come and you go. And just like that has a sense of renewness, so do you. That if Chas V'Shalom, you're not holding somewhere you want to be yet, tonight starts something new. Tonight starts something new. But with that also comes a tremendous responsibility. If you feel like you've had a month of amazing success in your Ruchnius and your Gashmius, don't think that you can piggyback on that for the rest of your life. Because tonight starts something new. You win the 2017 championship, great, but this season's 2018. It's not going to get you very far. So it's a tremendous bracha, but it's also a tremendous responsibility like most things in Judaism. We say in our tefillah on Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, that this is the time our HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Why don't we say Zman Kabbalas Torah Seinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the time where we accepted our Torah? It's very simple, it's this idea. The idea is that we accept, we got as a gift the Torah on Shavuos. But every single day is a new sense of Kabbalas Torah. I sit and I say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose me today. Today He chose me to do something. This Rosh Chodesh in particular, we're not only going to be accepting on ourselves a Kabbalas Torah on an individual level like we have every single month, but on a national level. All the Jewish people in 6 days are going to say Nasa V'Nishma, which we've spoken about in this Shirim a lot recently.
The idea that we don't even know what's in it, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it, we're going to accept on ourselves. How could it be that the Jews said, Naaseh v'nishma, they'll do before they even heard? We spoke about this. The idea is, they said that they will take it upon themselves no matter what. One time we also spoke about here, how every single holiday falls out at a beautiful time of the year. So after that, a kid in the shir sitting here right now came to me and said, the one where you're wrong, Rafeld, is Shavuos. Shavuos should come in the beginning of the year. To give you a sense of, oh, we're about to spend the whole year learning, it should come in the beginning of the yeshiva year. And I said to him, you're so smart, you're so right, but you're so wrong. Like I usually answer. You're so wrong. Because the idea is to teach you that all you accomplished, you're amazing, give yourself a pat on the back, but you need to keep that going today. And next month, we're about to be at that turning point where our Shana Aleph is coming to an end. We should finish strong, but then we're going to have a decision to make in our lives. Is this going to be something that I'm going to piggyback on for the rest of my life? Look, I had my Shana Aleph, I checked my box, I did what I had to religiously. Or is it going to be something now I realize every month I have that obligation? Every single day, really, but every month I have a renewal, a sense of Rosh Chodesh. And that's what's going to be upon us. We should accept on ourselves tonight, Chevra, all together. There's nothing like, we know we spoke about this also, V'yichan Shem Yisrael Neged Har Ki Yishecha B'Lev Echad. It's much easier to do it as a group. It's much easier to do it as a group. We should accept upon ourselves a Kabbalah tonight as a group, as every holy Jew in this room, to say that we're going to accept the Torah, the Shavuos, this Rosh Chodesh, and every single day upon us anew. A beautiful bracha. We're like a moon. We wax and we wane. But with that comes a tremendous responsibility that we can't piggyback on what we did just in our Shana Aleph. We have to say we're going to continue to do it the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
Ashreinu Matoy Tokereinu Umanoyim
starting at 10:16.
Who's gone? Speak, yeah?
Yeah, but I think I'm on top of
that. Yeah, it's okay. Is it okay? It's five minutes ago?
Okay.
Anybody have anyone got a light? And a flashlight on my phone?
Anyone have a phone? Yeah.
So I know what that's even got.
Sammy, we're in the door. His daughter. See, he actually can't see her now. That's crazy.
I can't see either. Alright, cover quickly. You should have fell. Sleeped up. It's like we fell the same before. Rosh Chodesh is not a small day. It says in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that a person's parnasa is given to them for the year, and whatever you spend on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh, Hashem covers. Rosh Chodesh is a big day. It's important to mechazik it. Baruch Hashem, you have a Rebbe who wants to mechazik it, which is good. We spoke about David HaMelech before, sing about David HaMelech before. David HaMelech, he saw Chayav HaKayim, it's Gmatria Rosh Chodesh, it's David HaMelech's day. He spoke about Yerushalayim, it's David HaMelech's city. David HaMelech, your tzaitz on Shavuos, this week, if you're following along, it's Malchus, all mitzvahs when it's David HaMelech. So, let's read a little bit from Rav Kivak, two paragraphs from him, Rav Nassim Dev HaKivak, it's a mashpia in Mei Sharm around. Just an avoda that I've been trying to work on, so if it doesn't relate to you guys, it's okay, but it's going to relate to you guys. I think it's something that relates to everyone. Any person who's an ishpanimi trying to enter into avodas Hashem in any possible way. This isn't what he says. He says like this. The finish of the mikabal Torah, as I nin mela adam she'inu yachol lishanos asamida shelo. Before it comes to Matan Torah, before it comes to Mekabal Torah, it looks like you can't change anything. It looks like, who am I to say Kabbalah Satorah? Kolos Ubrakim. I'm not shy of this. I can't change myself. It looks like I'm so bad. I can't possibly enter into Matan Torah. I'm not shy of to be Mekabal Torah. Torah Sajam Tamima. Like the Zohar Kader says, the Hakdama to the Zohar says, you know, Hashem created the world. It was a stakel baraisa bara'ama. Looked at the Torah and created the world. So the Torah is lifnei habriya. Who am I shaykh to Torah? No way. Ah, the Kabbalah Satorah, mikablum kakoch shel bechira. What a person gets on Kabbalah Satorah, which included in that is the achana for Kabbalah Satorah, like I saw Rav Chizkiyahu Nevinzal today, son of Rav Nevinzal, Shlita. I was talking to him at the Kaisel, and he told me, he's like, Yecheskel, you don't know the oros that are coming down tonight. All the brachos that are coming down to the world on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Says the oros of Matan Torah itself are coming down. Ki Hashem Yisbarach nosin l'chol echad ve'echad es nekudas ha-tzadik shelo. What Hashem gives to each person who's coming to Kabbalah's Torah, they give you your nekuda, your piece of within you that you're a tzadika. Meaning you might be a tzadik in this area, and this tzadik person is different tzadik in a different area. Shu ha-koach ha-davka u-tzarach b'shvil shiuchal yos moshel al ha-cherpol shelo. Says, you know what Hashem gives to a person on Matan Torah? He gives you the koach to be mizgaber on all the things that you think you can't be mizgaber on. Gives you the koch to become someone who you want to be. How many people here want to be someone, but my friends, if I told them that I actually want to like learn seriously, or I told them that I want to not go out with them one night, I'm very embarrassed. We all have that. Everyone has that, no matter who you are, including myself. Kudde, what you're getting this time of the year, the Shem gives you the koch to be you, to be yourself. Let's read it out, it's like it's a long Torah. But Rabbi Nachman has an awesome Torah in the Kutim Aran, Torah Kuf Tzadik. It's shaykh to see it inside. If anyone wants to learn it later, I can learn it with you. So he asked an interesting question. It's like, what's the deeper inyan to behind that? Hashem is giving us the Sarsha Dibros. Right? Why would we say, no, we don't want it from you, we want it from Moshe Rabbeinu? Right? What? Why wouldn't you want it from Hashem, no? So listen to what he says. The reason we didn't want to hear it from Hashem came after Shayata Dibur Mipi Hashem Yisbarach Lasos Zos Mitzvah, because after the fact that Hashem says this is the mitzvah you're commanded to do, Ein Shum Bechira. We have no choice in the matter. We're forced to do it. You don't have an option to do something Hashem says to not do it. If Hashem told us, we had to do everything. No Bechira at all. No choice. V'alkein, ratzu lishmoa Torah pi Moshe. We want to hear it from Moshe. Why? Kidei she'tishar lahem bechira. So we could have bechira, that we could choose. Am Yisrael hevinu, we understood. And like Rafael was saying before, that's man matan torasenu. The Ari HaKadosh says that what it means, matan torasenu, bayam mehem as manazeh. Just as it happened back then, it's happening now. It's not that not that we're recalling the time we said in Har Sinai. Your mamish being the Kabbalah Torah now. All those koach, all that koach is coming back now. The koach zeh, so what we understood was, she'ikr tikana olam hu she'tishar bechira. The main way to fix this world, to fix ourselves, is with that mid of bechira. The koach zeh kiblu ba'aseres hadibros she'shama mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. That koach is that we got from Moshe Rabbeinu that we choose. V'chol echad kifi ha'ratzon she'ishlo. Everyone according to your ratzon. L'chapes Hashem, how much you want Hashem. Not just how much you want Torah, how much you want tefillah, how much you want Hashem. You understand the difference in that? Some people can learn Torah a lot. You could become a big wise person and not be Shomer Shabbos. How's that possible? Someone could daven with a lot of kavana and look like they're really gishmak and have no kavana at all. Why? Because the ikar thing is to be mechapes as Hashem. So according to how much you want Hashem, kachu mekabel as haaras hadas shutzar kedei shteil hamshala. That's exactly what the bracha you're going to get. According to how much you want Hashem, that's how much Hashem is going to give Himself to you. This is these last four lines. Umasha adam margish rachok mikolzeh. Person feels rachok from this. I could definitely speak for myself. My mom feels so rachok from this. You could ask my wife. I told you this morning how far I am. Mikolzeh. Person feels so rachok from the madrigos of Matan Torah, Kabbalah Satorah. Why is this? Hu machmas. It's because she'ini adu amahu holich lekabal shana. You don't know what's coming. You say, who am I? What am I? What's my shaykh to Kabbalah Torah? Because you were miyayish yourself. You gave up. You said, it's not shaykh to me. Aval be'emes. But in truth, mamash be'emes, be'emes, be'emes. Bechol shana. Every single year. Yoredes ha'ara shal tikva chadasha. There's a new hope. There's a new ratzon that comes down to a person. Uksha adam rotza the kabel az nosan lo. And if a person wants it, if you want to be davak tashem, if you want to be shaykh to pinimis ha'Torah, which doesn't just mean learning Kabbalah, it means learning the emes Torah, the primus that's behind it, understanding the halacha, the real halacha, feeling it, being margish it. You really want to feel it? It's given to you. Ki nostan lo lefi haratzon sheish lo. According to your ratzon, that's what you're going to get. Zeu ikir ha-hachana. And that's the ikir preparation. Like we're at the days now where mamish, if you haven't been preparing since Pesach, okay, no. But now it's Rosh Chodesh. Now's the time for hachana. L'sora lirtzos l'kabel mash efsh l'kabel. To awaken yourself to want to be mekabel Torah. To want to be mekabel your chilek in Torah. Your derech in Torah. And like saying, that hachana is gematria 80, is gematria yesod. That the foundation for whatever you do is according to the preparation you do. Is the hachana that you put into it. That's where you're going to be mekabel. So, whoever understands a little bit in Pnimis Torah from Arizal, every night in Sfiras Omer, you're mechavin the Shem Vashem, which is gematria Adam. Okay, it's not for now, but in a couple years from now, I'll be excited when you guys call me. Like, oh, I remember what you said a couple years ago. I saw it tonight. I mean that the tachlis of the whole entire everything we're doing now is to become an adam. For example, the carbon of omer is called meichel behema. It's seorin. It's barley. That's what an animal eats. But when we come to shavuos, it's lechem tenufa. It's lechem. It's food of a person. Sfarim bring down that the whole inyan is that what you're going from becoming an animal. And that what happens in the Shavuos is to become an Adam. The whole top of everything we're doing now is to become an Adam, to become a person. So tonight, what night of the Omer is tonight, Chevra? 45. 45 is Gematria Adam. But tonight, every single night of the Omer is a big night. Every single night. It's tonight's a night to orient yourself to what? I want to be an Adam. So what does it mean? What's the difference between Adam and everything else? What does it mean an Adam and a Malach? Sometimes we want to be Malach, right? Oh, this must be Givan to be Malach. Let's give value to be an animal sometimes. I don't have to, do all these things. You know what the difference is between us and them? It's called Bechira. A Malach is a Kadosh. Why? Because he doesn't have a choice in the matter. Hashem says, boom, you do it. You know what the difference between Adam is? It's Bechira. It's a choice. So I want to say, I thought of this today. If you take the letters of Bechira, Beis, Ches, Yud, Reish, Hey, it also says Bachar, Ka. To choose Hashem. That's the tachlis of Bechira. Is you have the choice. Choose the Borei Olam. Because that's what we all want inside. That's why we're all here. Because we want that. There's a maisa with Rabbeinu, with Rabbi Nachman, that a chassid came to Rabbi Nachman one time and said to him, "Nu, you know, he's like a wise chassid, like some guys, right? He said, "Nu, Rabbi, what's bechira? What's bechira? Tell me bechira. Right? What does it mean to choose? What does it mean to free choice?" Rav Nach said to him, he's like, "I'll tell you very simply. You know what bechira is? If you want to do it, you'll do it. If you don't want to do it, you won't do it. Very simple. Sometimes we become, like Feld is saying, so Rav Feld, sometimes we become so complicated. So, like, how does this work? How does this work? Like Rav Feld is saying, let's shvuis. Enough of the complications. Just do it. Right? Nike's mamish or Rebbe. Whoever invented that sign is mamish had nevuah pashtus. Just do it. You want Hashem, so stop being so complicated. Just do it. Yeah, it's a little bit hard. Okay, I get that. But nu, where's your ratzon for it? And that's what Bechir is. Choose the Borei Olam. Choose to come to Hashem. It says, and we learn this out from Bilam, there's a concept called B'derech Sh'adam Rotza Leilech Molichin Rosal. That the derech that a person wants to go, that's how you're led. We learned that out from Bilam. Bilam wanted to curse the ISO. He wanted to go. You know Hashem didn't want him to. Hashem said, oh, you want to, son. Boom, he went. What it means is, B'derech Sh'adam Rotza Leilech, the derech, right, the way a person wants to go, Molichin, that's how they lead you. It's up to you. No Rebbe is going to tell you what to do. Again, should we listen to our Rebbeim? Of course you should listen to them. But in the end of the day, they're not going to change you. Sometimes people want to have the quick fix. Oh, I'll listen to Shirim all day and I'll become tzaddik. It's not going to work. It's you have to choose. It's up to you. Like Rafael was talking about weddings before. When it comes to your marriage and your wife says, "Nu, like, what do you want for dinner? Let me call my Rebbe." No. Your wife's going to smack me in the face if you say that. You have to start to become an Adam, a person. You have the choice. That's what we did at Matan Torah. Of course it's a Rebbe and everything. But at the end of the day, you have to choose sometimes. And you have to make that choice now. Because later on when you're in college, when you're wherever you're going, you might not ever have this time again. Think about Eif Oni Ba'alam. Where am I? What do I want? What's my Ratzon? Everything we're doing during the Sefiras Omer is just Ma'or Ratzon. For some people who say, I can't every night, say Yom Yom Echad La Omer. So La Omer is Gematria 346, Gematria exactly Ratzon. Well, Metzias is what? To find the Ratzon. One of the big Yom Tovim we have during the time of Sefiras Omer is Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer, also, Gematria Ratzon. Everything this time of the year is just to find where's the Ratzon. Have something, be on fire for it. Some people are so sluggish and just like, you know, you learn back like this, but your headphones in your ear. But where's like a fire? For a Shabbos. When my Rebbe's speaking in the middle of Shir. Why do I have to come in and see so many guys on their phone? Do you think it's just like Feld comes and he just prepares in like, hey, if you guys want to listen, like, he tries. So where's your Ratzon to be Mekabel from him? It doesn't just come like my Rebbe, Rav Matl Zilber told me this straight up. He says, when he walks into a shir, he knows how the shir is going to go. So he asked him, like, what does that mean? He says, he sees, according to the Ratzon that the Chevra has, that's how the Rebbe can give. If there's no Ratzon from the Chevra, the Rebbe can give Mamash the greatest shir ever, nothing's going to happen from it. Chevra, it's about our Ratzon. So just to finish off with the Remez, also happens to be where was the Torah was given in Midbar Sinai, like we say this week. Midbar Sinai is Gematria 376. Gematria is exactly the little Ratzon, like we sang before. Everything about Mount Torah is just Ratzon. Where is it? So, one of the best ways to do Achana is the concept that says Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. And before you come to Torah, first you need Derech Eretz. So if you take Gematria of Derech, it's 224. Eretz is 291. What do you get? Now who's got math here? 291 and
524.
515. Gematria, Tefillah. Derech Eretz, Kadma LaTorah. Before you come to Kabbalah Satorah, you know what you need? You have to daven for it. Daven to the Borei Olam. Hashem, help me be zochet to it. And that's what it means to be an Adam. The Halakha Ben Yishchai says, if you take the letters of Adam, right now every letter in the Aleph Beis can be spelled. For example, Aleph is Aleph Lamed Peh. Right? Beis is Beis Yud Tav, yeah? So if you take the word Adam, okay? So Aleph, just let's take the middle letters of Adam, Ben Yishchai says. So in the middle of Aleph is Lamed and Peh. In the middle of Dalid is Lamed and Tav. In the middle of Mem is a Mem. If you mix those letters up, what do you get? Mem, Tav, Pei, Lamed, Lamed. Mispala. That the pnimius of an Adam, the pnimius of what's inside of a person is what? You know what you are? Like, what am I? Hashem, what am I? You're a Mispala, you're a Davin. So how do you become an Adam? Davin for it. Davin Hashem, I should choose you. Adam, like the Tomer Devor says, is from the Lashon of Adoma Le'elyon, that you're similar to above, similar to Hashem. That's what we represent in this world. Every single person in this world represents Hashem in their own way. You might say, what does it mean? I'm not a reshiva. You have family at home? Your family at home that may not be so religious? Yeah, you're the representation of Hashem to them. You went to yeshiva. How does that sound? Like Rafael is saying, take a chrayas, take responsibility. Don't just be responsible that, you know what? When I'm in yeshiva, I take seriously my learning. Right? I'm in college, I take my college seriously. You know what we have to start doing more? Is take ourselves seriously also. That you're really someone who can make a difference. And that's mamish emes. I'm telling you, it's emes. When people see that you're not serious about your Baruch Hashem, then boom, they're not going to respect you at all. And right when we get back to America, parties will be starting, right? The smoking will be starting. Sorry to be so, but it's true. But when people see that you're serious, oh, I respect this person. That's in kudu. Try to become an adam. Tadam for it. It's a huge days. Don't just waste these days tonight, now. And to realize also that you're shaykh. To mechazik that, nikudah, that I'm shaykh to this. Hashem's giving Torah not just to Moshe Rabbeinu, not just to Rav Moshe Weinberger, not just to Rav Shechter. To me. He's choosing me also. But the only way you're going to understand this is if you think about it, if you're going to be boning on it the next couple of days. Like, what is for me also? And you'll see the difference between what people are doing Matan Torah or Lel Shavuos, the difference between people who are just schmoozing the whole night, saying, oh, it's nice to stay up. So people are really taking it serious. Like, what? I'm a Kabbalah Torah now. Just to finish, there's a Maisa with the Devar Chaim. Mamash, 1 second, 10 seconds. I think it's the Devar Chaim who said that a lot of people get very nervous when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Right? They're very nervous. Oh, I need parnas this year, right? I need shiduchim. I need to look good, right? And they get very nervous for Rosh Hashanah. I need all my gashmis. So the Devar Chaim is to get very, very nervous and very, very like scared before Shavuos. Says why? Says if I'm nervous when it comes to Rosh Hashanah for my gashmis, how much more so on Shavuos? You know what Shavuos is? Rosh Hashanah l'ruchnius. All your ruchnius the whole year is coming on Shavuos. However, imagine a person just shows up to Rosh Hashanah davening without even knowing it's Rosh Hashanah. Like, oh, it's Rosh Hashanah. Oh God, I didn't prepare it all. Right? They're going to be mamash mebulbul and be like, what do I do? However, we have the ability now. Hashem gives us matana of 6 days right now. Shloshi simeagbal even. You see in the Torah, Hashem gave us achan. However, get ready. Because it's mamash an awesome thing to be part of. I can't prove that to you and I can't give that to you. I can tell you. And I can beg of you like fellow Zoom. Prepare. Just do it. Give it a shot. Just as if you're a big sports fan, right? You give your team a shot. Even if they're down, even if you think they're not going to make a comeback, it's like, you know what, Chevron, we can do it. Sit through here. You wasted 18, 20, 25 years. But you know what, you have to believe. No, I can do it. I'm shaykh to it. I'm the Heilige Oros of Shavuos, and like Feld saying, Zman Matan Torah Sinai, to realize that we're Shaykh to it, and the Kabbal Torah, and to be B'nai Malachim Him, and like it says, M'lechas Kwanim B'doi Kodesh B'siyat Tishmaya. Shkoyach, Hebron.
We just try to reset up the room real quick.
Yeah, that's it.